Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach promenade has been defaced with swastikas and racist graffiti for the second time this year. This time, however, it comes in the middle of an election campaign in a seat with a largely Jewish population and a Jewish sitting member in Independent Karen Phelps. Both she and her Liberal opponent, Indian-Australian Dave Sharma, have also been subjected to racist email campaigns and are calling for a more tolerant political culture. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
In February, dozens of swastikas were found painted onto walls in public places around the eastern Sydney suburb of Bondi. Now, more racist and neo-Nazi graffiti has been found on the promenade of arguably Australia's most famous beach, this time in the midst of an election campaign. Karen Phelps is the independent member for the federal seat of Wentworth.
To think it could happen twice in such a short period of time, we really need to make sure that something is done about this and authorities need to find out who is responsible.
She's already been in touch with the local Waverley Council.
The solution to this is for CCTV to be installed at Bondi Beach so that we can monitor what happens in the dark on the foreshore to try to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
John Wakefield is the mayor of Waverley.
Absolutely, we'd be open to it. The question would be if it's permanent or temporary. We are certainly open to catching, and we believe we will catch, this perpetrator or these perpetrators of this crime.
Some CCTV cameras are already installed in the area. The vision's been handed over to police.
It's yet to be seen if the perpetrator was captured within the frame of the various cameras we have, which are fundamentally there for surf safety and crowd management.
Liberal candidate Dave Sharma says cameras are only part of the solution.
I'd support all measures, including those which, you know, help to identify the perpetrators of these sorts of attacks and see them brought to justice. But I also think we need to, you know, take some time to reflect upon what is causing this and what are the sorts of debates we need to be having in society to clamp down on, you know, this growing intolerance that we're seeing manifest itself.
And he says evidence across Australia and the Western world shows anti-Semitic and racist attacks in many guises are on the rise.
What it says to me is that that sort of pluralistic and tolerant concept of society is undergoing threat from kind of populist forces, you know, that are hard to identify politically. I mean, they're from both the right and the left. That's what they share in common, is a kind of an intolerance towards the other and a dislike of the other.
There's no question that there has been a culture of political discourse that has been very disturbing and has demonised certain groups for political gain. And I think that that's something that should not be part of our national discourse and should not be part of our political culture.
The race for Wentworth is perhaps the most diverse in the coming election. Karen Phelps is a prominent member of Sydney's lesbian community and a gay pioneer who converted to Judaism. Dave Sharma had a successful diplomatic career, including as ambassador to Israel before entering politics. Both have been the target of obscene email campaigns during the last few weeks.
The vile mass email, which had homophobic and anti-Semitic and racist content that was directed at me and at other members of the Jewish community. And so that email's been referred to the Australian Federal Police and Security Agencies for investigation. And I hope that we see the people responsible for that brought to justice before the federal election.
My father's Indian, I'm an Indian Australian, and you know, my father's a Hindu. And I've had you know, the same sorts of allegations and slurs made against me in similar emails, and they seem to be doing the rounds. I've reported them to the AFP. I, you know, condemn them wholeheartedly. I condemn attacks on any candidate on these grounds wholeheartedly. They've got no place in a society like Australia.
The latest Nazi graffiti has now been removed after being reported this morning. Mayor John Wakefield says there's one disturbing possible motivation behind the latest vandalism.
This may be a copycat occurrence more than a repeat by the same offender.
What is what's your reasoning for that, John Wakefield?
There's differences in the style of the graffiti this round. The graffiti, the first round was done with spray cans, it appears, and this round was done with paintbrushes.
Waverley Mayor John Wakefield, Tom Eagledon with that report.